You know, last week I came in here and I was broken and I was hurt. But I didn't leave here like I came. God healed me on the inside. He healed my heart. He healed my hurts. And immediately God gave me this word before I even left here. And he says, there are hurting Christians in the body of Christ. But I, the Lord your God, is healing the church body. From brokenness, hurts, and unforgiveness are being healed. When the church is healed, it becomes bigger, stronger, and more powerful in Christ, and more equipped to reach the world. The church had to get to the place of receiving my word and acceptance and mindset in order to receive healing. All things are possible to those who believe in me, says the Lord thy God.
Amen.
Thank you. To understand that the God who made this earth, the God who separated the firmament from the water, he put heavens in the sky and he put earth on the on, he put land on the earth. The God who said, "Let there be light." By a single word spoken, there was light. And let the darkness be separated from the light. Let the land be separated from the waters. And it was so. Formed a man in the dirt, likened in his image, and breathed life into that dirt. What you need to understand is that this song, should it strengthen you, should make you want to shout, should make you want to run, should make you just want to say, "God, I don't have any problems. Because there's not a problem I have in my life that you can't handle." Amen. He did this all for you. He created this entire world to have communion with you. You think he's going to leave you? If my grandkids come to my house and they want to paint, guess what they're going to do? If they want to eat, guess what they're going to do? If they want to go play at the playground, guess what they're going to do? And I'm mere human. What is it that you don't think your father has for you? What is it that you don't think your father can do for you? Because I guarantee if you need it done, there's somebody in this room that he's already done it for. Amen. Amen? And the sooner we get the realization that we're going to go back into that chorus. Go in that bridge. As soon as we get the realization, whatever it is, he's going to move my mountain because he's already moved the mountains. If he's done it for one, he's going to do it again because he created the mountain. He's going to do it for me. Get that in you. He is a God that never fails. He is a God that never leaves or forsakes. He is a God that has given you victory over all things and has put power and authority in you.
Me with confidence, I'm seated. in the heavenly place, undefeated, with the one who has conquered it all. You are my champion, giants fall when you stand undefeated. Every battle you won, I am who you say I am. You crown me with confidence. I am seated in the heavenly place, undefeated.
Yeah. this song before this past week. And when Logan was singing the song, It Might Get Loud, I started playing that on my Spotify list. And this song kept popping up over and over and over and over and over. And I said, God, there's something about the song. It's not just because I hear CeCe Winans singing. It's something in the spirit. So I'm telling you, people, when God is trying to tell you something, he will do whatever he can. You just got to be open to it. Close your mouth sometimes and just listen, because there's something that he wanted me to get from this. And if he says it, I don't know why to say this, but if he says it, believe it. Your past does not define you. What people say about you does not define you. God defines you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You, Lord. Hallelujah.
We believe you, Lord.
Amen.
I believe you, Lord. Some of you just need to say, I believe you, Lord. Say it out of your mouth so your ears can hear it and your heart can soak it in. I believe you, Lord. I believe you did it and you'll do it for me. I believe it, Lord.
Amen.
I believe it, and I am who you say I am.
I am who you say I
am. Amen.
Amen.
Worthy are you, Father. Whew. He is so good. He is so good. Just give us a moment. Just let him sit for a minute. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Worthy are you.
Hallelujah.
You receive all the honor, all the glory.
Yes, yes.
All the praise comes to you, Father God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We just give it all to you.
Yes, Lord.
Every single bit of it, Father.
Hallelujah.
Don't let them see man, let them see you.
Amen. Be glorified, God.
Yes.
Be glorified.
Yes.
Be lifted up, be exalted. Hallelujah. We just give you praise. We just thank you for your goodness, and we thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your love and mercy today, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will move the immovable. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
He will, and he does.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not in a hurry to get through this presence. Amen. He sets this peaceful. He's trying to do something. Maybe there's somebody he's talking to. And if it's just one person, we're going to wait for him to talk. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Healing. Healing right now.
Yes. That's what's in my heart is healing.
Healing is happening right now.
Hallelujah.
Healing is happening right now.
Hallelujah.
If you believe it, it is done. Healing is happening right now.
Hallelujah.
There's some emotional stuff. You know, sometimes emotional things can hurt worse than a physical pain any day.
Yeah.
Right? And there's some emotional things God is cleaning up right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know how that person treated me. Honey, I'm sorry. If it's a man, I'm sorry. I wish they wouldn't have. But that doesn't define who you are.
Amen, amen.
And you don't have to hold on to anything that anybody else tried to put on you. You get to let it go because you are who God says you are.
Yes.
So there's some things maybe that's hurt you. God's coming. He's here to heal that. If you just keep making excuses in your head why you can't receive it, maybe you should start to forgive right now.
Mm.
I don't know. I just feel somebody fighting it in their head. Listen. The word is very clear about forgiveness. Very clear. And he says that if you don't forgive, neither can your Father in heaven forgive you. So what you freely give, you get. And what you freely won't give, turn it around, you won't get.
Amen.
And forgiveness is one of those things. And forgiveness can keep you in a whole heap of issues in your body and your life and cause just bitterness and divisiveness to come into you. You ain't hurting that other person. You're hurting yourself. So I would really, you say, well, how do I do it? I've heard this before from people that have really been scarred by somebody. How do I do it? When I think about them, you simply just start to say, Father, I forgive this person. Even if they don't change, I forgive them.
Yeah.
And you start to pray for them every day. You can't hate what you pray for, right?
Yep.
Because the compassion and love of God will overcome you. And that forgiveness will run off of you, or unforgiveness will run off of you. Because if you're taking them before the throne room every day, what foothold does the enemy have? Amen? So just now, you don't even have to say it out loud. Listen, I'm not embarrassing anybody. I'm not forcing anybody, but I'm telling you, if it's you, just inside of you, take a moment with the Lord. We're going to go back into, if you said it, just for a short time. And if that's you, just talk to the Lord. Forgive that person. And tell him to help you strengthen you. Amen? And thank him that the same way that he has forgiven you, you're going to forgive that person. Amen? Hallelujah. You just don't know how happy that you make your Father. I don't think people understand that your Father can laugh and giggle and be happy and just be overwhelmed by love for you. Where do you think we got it from? And it's even more increased in our Heavenly Father. Amen? Yeah. Like, he's just beaming right now. I feel it. Like, I feel Like, he's saying, you did it.
Yeah.
Son, you did it.
Yeah.
Daughter, you did it.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah. You touched the Lord's heart.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I knew you could do it. It's like what I hear him saying. He's encouraging you. I knew you could do it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, what you got?
Hallelujah.
Okay, we got praise a VBS Lord meeting on June 26th after church in District 12 room. For anybody that would like to help with VBS, if you've not already gone to the meeting before, don't worry about that. They'll catch you up and they'll get you running. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And we had our move up Sunday last week. So yes, all you kids, remember which class you're supposed to go to today.
Amen. You know?
I think there was what? A couple? Just a couple. What class am I supposed to go to today? Huh? The nursery? Listen, I hold them babies. Don't think I won't. I hold them babies.
Amen.
Okay, what else do we have? We have June 25th. Don't forget, we have the women's painting at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's going to be awesome with Stephanie again.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun. Women, we do have a women's breakfast the first of every month. The first Saturday of every month at 9 o'clock. But remember, because of July 4th weekend, we're going to forego July and we'll come back together in August. And that will be fun. And we have Amber Whited, she's going to be bringing our message for us, so we're excited. It's a Bible study slash breakfast, so we're excited about that.
Okay, now there's one more thing we're going to do, which is an outreach.
Okay.
And so I'm going to have Jason come up and just tell a little bit. And we're going to break the rules because I think he's going to try to do it on June 2nd, right? Which is,
why is that breaking the rules?
It's the weekend.
Well, that's up to him.
Like, yeah.
I'm good. I just know that holiday weekend, the women are going to be with their families.
Well, okay, so July 2nd, not June, but July 2nd, we want to go out. So if anybody is interested in going out, it's going to be simple. It's very simple. All it is a bottle of water. You're going to give it to a stranger, and you're going to let them know that you love them. You're going to let them know that if they need anything, like prayer, we're there for them. And you're just going to introduce them to a small portion of what Christ's love is. And hopefully it leads into more. You get a conversation going from it. But if anybody's interested in doing this, we got 2 weeks out. God gave me 2 weeks. And we're going to go out. We're going to do it. And we're going to conquer.
Amen.
So,
all right. Amen. Praise God.
Listen, you may say, it's just a bottle of water. I don't know how many people that last year we came up against and said, wow, nobody's ever done this before.
Yeah.
Oh, you're giving me, you know? So it touches people's heart, and then it's that, well, what can I pray for you today, or how are you doing? And
exactly.
Get to talk to them about Jesus. What time would that be, Jason? 11 on July 2nd, meet here at the church. Gotcha.
Yeah. So see Jason and make sure that you come, and it's going to be a great time.
Yep. I think that's all I got.
Did you talk about
July
that?
24th is VBS. I did. July 24th is VBS, so we're excited. Listen, there's a sheriff back in town. He might show up Thursday. He might show up Sunday. He might show up. You just never know when the sheriff's going to show back up. Because, you know, when we get into Revival Falls, USA, whoo.
Right.
The sheriff has to come to town.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
I love it. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
I know. And then check out, there is a wanted board out in there about VBS over on that side on a table. So check that out if you'd like to help with VBS stuff. And I think that is all I have. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Well, at this time, thinking of VBS and talking about these children, we're going to let those children go to children's church this morning. And then for tithes and offerings, we're just going to look in the Bible real quick here. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, it says, every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may be abound to every good work. I want you to see what God's goal is in your life. When you are giving, he wants you to be cheerful about it. He wants you to be purposeful about it, because having a good heart about giving puts you in a position where your faith is letting God know how much you trust him. And when you trust God, like he says here, that he will make all sufficiency happen, and you'll have not just for your needs, but you will also be able to give to good works and do different things because you've allowed God to have that place in your heart. So this morning, I just encourage you to be a cheerful giver. Be someone who gives out of confidence in God and out of a faith that says, Lord, we trust you and we believe in you in every area of our life. Amen? So I'm just going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just put our tithes and offerings before you, God, and today we choose to be cheerful, Father. Lord, we have a hope and a confidence in you, God. And Father, this is why when we give, we know that we can trust you for the outcome of our giving, Father. Lord, we know that it'll go and do what it's supposed to do, and that we are going to receive, God, back multitudes beyond anything we can imagine, Father God. And Lord, that you're going to help us be a graceful, good giver, God. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God is good, and he has been good to us. Amen? And this morning, we're going to go ahead here, and we've been talking about how hearing God. And so today, we're going to talk a little bit about... We've been talking about how the Lord will speak to us and how we can hear him, because it is something that we are... It's a God-given right for us to be able to hear him and the sheep know his voice. And today we're going to talk a little bit about applying what you hear. Amen? Because one thing is to hear God. The other thing is to know how now to function within what we've heard from God. So today we're just going to look at our faith a little bit, because that's how we hear God, and that's what it is when we hear God. So we're going to look at Hebrews 11:1. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Now, what this means to us is that faith is a supernatural substance that we receive when we hear God. Amen? So when we're listening and we're hearing God, either hearing his voice in our spirit, or when we read the word and we hear God speak to us through the word, then we start to release our faith. And once we start using our faith, then that is a supernatural substance that gets out there and gets things going in the supernatural realm. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we are people that when we hear God, we use our faith. And what that means to us too is that when we hear God by faith, we put our faith above everything else, okay? We put our faith above what we see. We put our faith against reports. We put our faith against the things we hear. And even though we have circumstances, we sit there and say, our faith is going to overrule those circumstances. Our faith is going to overrule what we see. Our faith is going to overrule what people say. Our faith is going to overrule what reports we get back. Amen? I may get a health report back that's not good,
But I'm going to say, by his stripes, I'm healed. Amen. And I'm going to put my faith in the fact that God will heal and set me free and bring me through anything that I have opposing my faith. I tell you what, sometimes people might even speak something to you, even about themselves, that they might say, and you have to, by faith, know that that's not true. And by faith, know that it can change. And by faith, know that it will change. And then you go to God and use your faith accordingly, and God will make things happen. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we are using our faith in an abundance manner. And I'm just going to go for just a minute over to Romans, because I want us to know that the first way we used our faith, obviously, was in salvation. But I want you to see something that gave you that you did not have before. And in Romans chapter 5, verse 6, it says, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Now, what's so powerful about this is that in verse 6 it says that when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. And what this means is that before we were saved, we did not have strength. Before we were saved, we did not have ability to do certain things. Amen? But now that we are saved, we do have the ability to pray, use our faith, and reach towards God. And as a result, we're no longer weak. See, it says that we were without strength. That meant that before we were saved, the enemy had power over us. Before we were saved, the world was too big for us. Before we were saved, there was things that could overcome us, and we could do nothing about them because powers were powerful, more powerful than we are. But once we're saved, there's no longer a power that's more powerful than you are. Come on. Not in yourself, but in God. When you trust in him, the Lord says what? "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Amen? And now you're no longer working with just natural power. You're working with the supernatural power of God. And all of a sudden, you've been made strong. Uh-oh, say that with me. I've been made strong. Too many of us believe, even after salvation, that we're weak. But the truth is, you are stronger than you think you are. Your prayers are more powerful than you think your prayers are. You can do more than you think you can, and your words mean more up in heaven than you think they do. I want you to know something. Even right now, when you pray, I want you to know that God hears your prayers. And I want you to know that things become aware of your prayers, and even the devil becomes fearful of you when you get saved. Amen? Amen. I want you to know that your foe is no longer knows that he no longer has power and authority over you, and that when you get saved, you give the devil fits because he's afraid of you discovering who you are and what your identity truly is in God. Amen? And I just want to talk to you this morning, and I'm going to just go right here to Hebrews chapter 10 for a minute. And I want to read here in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, it says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." One thing that I want you to know is that patience is very critical in our life when we work with God. And I want us to know that when we are using our faith, patience and being confident that you've heard something, and putting your confidence in God is very important. It says, "For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." Sometimes there's a delay in you using your faith and you seeing an outcome. And because of that delay, you can never sit there and not use your faith to trust God. Amen? I want you to trust him and just keep your faith and your confidence out there and be patient in this race that we're running. "For yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry." I'm telling you that if you hold on to your faith, you will see an outcome from God. Amen? Amen? It might take you longer than you thought. It might take more time than you anticipated. But if you hold on to your faith and you don't back up, you will see an outcome from God. And here in the Word it says this: Now the just shall live by faith, but if a man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into perdition, but of them that have that believe to the saving of the soul. Now the just shall live by faith. And that is who we are. We are the justified, the called and the glorified, according to the Word in Romans. And so we have to know this, that the just shall live by faith. That means that each day we don't live just by the outward circumstances that surround our life. We live by the Word of God. And we live by what we hear God say to us. And we live by what we're believing for and what we're believing God for and what we're using our faith for. That's how we live. Amen? And so we can't just look at the circumstances around our life and believe that this is it and this is all and that it's always going to be this way. We have to use our faith to determine that we're not going to allow ourselves to stay where we're at. Amen? We have to use our faith and be with God on all kinds of situations and circumstances. So we're going to read a story today that I really want you to pay attention to, and it's going to be in the book of Matthew. And we've heard this before, but today I hope that we look at some different aspects of it, because this is the story of Peter walking on the water. And in Matthew chapter 14, verse 22, it says, Straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. So the first thing we see is that even if Jesus gives you assignment, it doesn't mean it's always going to be easy, does it? Because here he's the one that told the disciples to get into the ship and go to the other side, and all of a sudden here they are in the middle of a storm because he told them to go. Amen? And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Boy, that's the other good thing about it, is that if the Lord tells you to do something, even if storms are a part of it, he's going to go with you. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be ye not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come into thee with thee under the water. So the first thing that happened was, sometimes in the middle of a battle, if we're not careful, our vision can get skewed. Because for a moment, they couldn't recognize the Lord. And if we're not careful in a battle, sometimes we'll start second-guessing ourselves. We'll start second-guessing God. We'll wonder if he really was with us to begin with, and if he's with us. And the truth is, yes, he's with you. And bear in there, because he's not going to leave you. He's going to come closer to you. I love this, because what happened was that I'm sure that Jesus was aware of the disciples when he was on the shore. I'm sure of it. But the more they needed him, the closer he got. And it's amazing, because in this storm, instead of backing up, Jesus came closer and closer. Amen? And so we find that he gets so close that once he gets close enough, they can finally see straight and they see it's him. And Peter answered and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And Peter was come down out of the ship. He walked on the water. Say, he walked on the water. To go to Jesus. You know, sometimes when we hear this story, everybody talks about how Peter fell and how Peter failed at what he was doing. But it says here that he did walk on that water. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And so we see that Peter did doubt, but the Lord reached out towards him. And what's most important here, and what I want you to see, is that even though Peter didn't do it all on his own faith, And even though Peter fell short to a degree, he still accomplished his goal. Because it says that the Lord caught him and then they both walked back to the boat. And I tell you what's the most important about our faith is that sometimes when we find ourselves in a battle, the most important thing is not that we got afraid. The most important thing is not that we doubted. The most important thing is that in that minute, in that time, that we reach back towards the Lord. Amen? And that we reach towards the Lord. And what happened when Peter reached towards the Lord was that even though he doubted and fell, but he got picked right back up, didn't he? And he came right through the process and ended up right in the boat. And it says that as soon as they got in the boat, everything became calm. And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." You know, Peter's faith, whether we like it or not, helped everybody else be able to worship in that boat. And when we see this, whether we like it or not, Peter's faith was a part of stepping into that boat with the Lord and causing the wind to cease. Amen? And so you need to understand that your faith is enough. And that if you are in a situation where you're asking God to help you with something and the road gets rocky and it gets hard to handle and you're not understanding it all, understand this, God is still with you. When the Lord takes you on a journey, sometimes everything we do for God is not going to be easy. Amen? And sometimes fulfilling God's will is not going to be easy. Sometimes there's going to be hardships in the middle of it. Sometimes there's going to be difficulty that we have to work through. And it's not always going to be an easy thing to see God in the middle of our storm. Amen? But in the middle of our storm is when it's most important for us to see him, because that's when he can reach out and help us. Amen? And what we see from Peter is that we look at Peter, and in the past, we've always thought about him failing at walking on the water, and we've always emphasized that. But what I see here is Peter did walk on the water. And not only did Peter walk on the water once, he walked on the water twice. Because after the Lord caught him by his hand, he picked Peter up, and they both walked back to the boat. Amen? And if Peter can walk on the water twice, then my goodness, then when you have issues that are like walking on the water in your life, you can walk on them too. Amen? I want you to know that you can get up in the middle of your situation and ask the Lord to catch you by the hand and help you come back up to the top. Amen? Because God is willing to do that, and he loves us enough to reach towards us and help us out. You know? And I want you to know something, that the Lord knows that life is going to be long, and the Lord knows that life is going to have journeys and toughness in it, and that it's not always going to be easy for us. Amen? In fact, he knows so much so that in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, I like what he says in Hebrews chapter 12, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." You know, we have to run this race with patience. And the reason we have to run this race with patience is because every day is not going to be an easy day. Every day is not going to be a perfect day of health. Every day is not going to be a perfect day where all our finances work out right. Every day is not going to be a perfect day where every relationship just is at its maximum best and just getting everything done and everything nice and easy. Amen? In fact, Jesus says this, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." You know, there's an authoring and a finishing to faith. Amen? And I want you to know that the Lord is our author and our finisher. Amen? And there's an author and a finishing to faith, whether it's faith for a certain item, faith for a certain season, faith for a certain relationship, faith for a certain purpose. Whatever you're using your faith for, there's a time where you author that, and there's a time where the Lord is going to finish that. Amen? And so we need to be certain that we are people that are sitting there looking at these things that we have in process, and that we can keep our patience and we can keep our confidence, because we know that God will finish what he has started. Amen. He will finish what he has started, because he's a good God and that's how he does things. Amen. He works with us and he does what he says he will do for us and how he says he will do it. Amen. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, whenever you author something, it means that you start at the beginning of something and then you have to finish it. Amen. And when you're finishing something, oftentimes it's a little different than when you just began it. Amen. It says here in Philippians chapter 1, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So you know what? God has begun a good work in all of us. From the time we got saved till now, he has begun a good work. And whether we recognize it all the time or not, it's time for us to make sure that we're stirring ourselves up to know that we are a good work that God has in progress. Amen? And that we're in the process of God. And that he's with us wherever we're at right now. And we can have a confidence that it says here that he's begun a good work in you and will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So until the Lord returns, the thing that we can have a confidence in, no matter where we end up, is that God is still working out a good work in us. And so just because we see things get hard, sometimes we even see failures in our life. We see moments where something just did not work out, but that is no time for you to give up. That's no time for you to stop. Because he's going to continue his work until the day of Jesus Christ, and he begun a good thing in you. And your salvation is a good thing. Your faith is a good thing. Your trust in God is a good thing. You living and desiring to live for God is a very good thing, and he's going to be with you in finishing that, so we can never give up on what we're believing God for. Amen? And we can never step back and not finish our course, because God wants us to know that what we're giving him is worthwhile. Amen? And he's right in the middle of it, and he's working with us in it, and he wants us to keep it up. You know, every one of us can think about places we have in our life right now that may not be where we want them to be. And we have places in our life right now that are not living up to our expectations. Well, just because we have that moment right now, it is no reason to give up and lose your confidence in God. Because he who begun a good work in you will finish that good work. And if we don't give up, we're going to see the author and the finisher of our faith come in just in time to bring things to pass the way we need them. Amen? And so don't lose faith and don't doubt and don't get discouraged just because you have open areas in your life right now that are not what you expected them to be. And don't you dare back up on God. Don't back up on God, don't give up on God, and don't walk backwards from what the Lord has started in you. Amen? Don't back up. Don't back up. Be patient and be kind and be long-suffering, because these are things that are aspects of who you are and aspects of who God made you to be. Amen? And so we want to make sure that we stand in there and we are standing in the gap when we need to stand in the gap. And we're also ones who are reaching out when we need to reach out. And we're ones who have set ourselves to write a vision and make it plain. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain, because it is for a season. Amen? And that we can run the race. Amen? And so I want you guys to make sure that you don't give up on anything that you have in life. Don't give up on your relationships. Don't give up on your work. Don't give up on the people around you. Don't give up on your health. Don't give up on the joy and the peace that God promised that you can live in. Don't you give up on any aspect of what God has given you by faith. Amen? Because God wants you to grab a hold of it, and he wants you to keep it. Amen? Well, praise God. I tell you what, Lord, we just thank you, Father. And Lord, I pray each one of us would realize that just like Peter, when he walked on the water, God, it may not have been perfect, but it accomplished what his task was. And even though he faltered for a minute, The minute he turned his life back to the Lord, everything went right back to where it was. I don't ever want you to forget that as soon as Peter put his eye back on the Lord, after he was walking on the water, he began to sink because he started looking around at the things around him. But the minute Peter put his eye back on the Lord and focused back on the Lord, the minute he did that, he rose right back up to where he was walking on water again. Amen? And every one of us need to know that just because we faltered in this walk, that the minute we put our eyes back on the Lord instead of our circumstances, we're going to begin to walk right where he wants us to walk again. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you this morning, God. We just give you great praise, and we just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in our lives, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for the word that you brought forth to us today, God, that we can make sure, God, that we see you and that we hear you, God, and that we follow after you, Father God. And Lord, I just thank you that you are strengthening us even right now, God, and you're causing us to be people of faith. You're causing us to be people that are patient. You're causing us to be people that are confident, Father, confident in you, Father God, and that we're going to keep our trust in you no matter what's going on in the world and no matter what happens, Father. We're going to stay the course trusting you and living a life of faith, because the just shall live by faith, and that's who we are, Father. We're the just. We've been justified through the blood of Jesus. We've been dressed up in him, God, and Father, we are your children, and God, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, before we release everybody, is there anybody in here sick today in need of healing? Maybe you went to the doctor and you're sick. And if that's you, just raise your hand in here so I can pray for you. Okay, praise God. Well, listen to this. I'll be here to pray for people, and I'll be here to pray for you. And right now, I just want to ask one more question before we leave, and that everybody would just kind of close your eyes so people have privacy. Is there anybody in here this morning that's in need of salvation? Is there anybody in here who says, Pastor Philip, I do not know the Lord, or I'm backslidden, or I haven't been living in my relationship with God the way I should? Anybody in here this morning? Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I just pray that if someone's on live stream and you are out there, just reach towards the Lord right now and just say, Lord, I need you, and I want you to be my Savior. And the Lord will start working with you right now where you're at. And God loves you, okay? Amen. Hey, God bless you.